Hey, welcome to the E-Succubus Podcast. This podcast may contain strong language, adult themes, and perilously intimate descriptions of life, my own processes, the creative process in general, and other people's problems. I'm answering a few questions this week. I'll talk about what's been going on with the Patreon, with my burgeoning writing career, with upcoming content, and I'm going to spend a little bit talking about what's been up with me. It's been a while since the last podcast, so settle in. I just got out of the bath, and I had my microphone in here, as well as my laptop. So I decided I'd record for a little bit. I'm going to do this podcast, and then see if I have the energy to do a musing as well. When the musing is done, I might branch out to this Snow Witch file somebody commissioned. It's not quite Corruption of Champions, but it does definitely have that monster girl ravishment feel. I'm hoping people will really enjoy it, and I look forward to feedback. I'm kind of always looking forward to feedback. Just a reminder that you can always raise me at mail@esuccubus.com, or if it's a Patreon-related question, patreon@esuccubus.com. I've also got a Twitter, which is just esuccubus, a Tumblr, esuccubus.tumblr.com, and you can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/esuccubustube, and you'll be able to get through to me on any of those messengers. So I look forward to hearing from people. Let me know what you thought of my recent work. I know people are going to think there hasn't been a lot of free stuff lately, but that's because when I put out new reward files, I'm making old files free. I wanted to kind of elucidate my current release system and my thoughts on it. So if you go to the site, you'll find that really like 90% of content is free. There's some backer, and there is some reward. It's probably really more like 70% free, 20% backer, 10% reward. So I want to get that closer to like 50, 30, 20, or 50, 20, 30, or some combination like that, where like one in every five files is backer, the rest are reward, the other half is free. Or maybe I'll even mess with those numbers. There'll always be plenty of free content, but I'm going to be releasing more and more reward files, and just making some old free ones free, rather than releasing new free files. The exception is if I'm starting a series, or if I feel like something's going to be of general interest. For example, when I come out with self-help or confidence work, I'll usually make that free for people. So let's see, I do have a few questions, and I'll get to those momentarily. I wanted to thank everybody for pledging on the Patreon at the reward tier for stress relief. I've actually gotten quite a bit of stress relief content sent my way and kind of made in reaction. I've got a few things I'm going to be putting out there to thank people. Also, I set up a wish list, both Amazon and Steam, just to kind of publicize it in case people prefer to do things that way. And what I'm going to do is take the stress relief money and put it toward my Amazon and Steam wish lists basically every month. I was already buying Steam games, but I'm going to work on picking up tangible stuff more so I can let people know what I thought of it and what I got. Life's good here, and I basically just want to be producing more. But I also don't want to burn out. So my new schedule banks additional time off every time that I complete a cycle, essentially. Let's see, things to look forward to in the coming week. You're going to see another LaTeX mirror file in the LaTeX series of mirror estate content. I found this interesting way to kind of blend fractionation and rising and falling with what I think is a very good fantasy description of something dark reaching across with pleasurable intention. I'm also working on completing the Helia series for Corruption of Champions. Busty, red-headed salamander girl with a combative attitude, at least until you get to know her. Welcoming, warm, embracing, that kind of content. I'm also going to be writing some stories in my own fantasy worlds and publishing them. You'll already see my first two Amazon releases linked on the main page. I won't link everything there. I use the pen name B.E. Cummings, and some of my content will be outside of E-Succubus purview. Anyway, I'm not in the best acoustic space, but I'm doing this to illustrate that, I'm committed to getting stuff out there. And people will realize I'm going to be improving my audio quality a little bit more over time. I know people have been sharing around the old files I took down off the site. I wanted to say a word or two about that. A long time ago, I took down like 100 files that had poorer audio quality, poorer writing, the very fledgling stuff. Some of them were good in concept, but I know I can improve on them. So I have them on a hard drive here, and I'm going to start listening to them and making improvements and then putting the new versions up. If you have those old files, I regret to say I can't really offer much help with how they fit into playlists or tech support for them, because the whole point of taking them down was to make time for me to make better ones instead of work on troubleshooting old ones. But if you do have them, by all means, please enjoy them. I just won't be able to help you with them because I probably don't remember what was going on back then anyway. As it is now, you're going to find more content flowing out of a better quality, just maybe over a slightly less frequent basis, more like once a week instead of the old twice a week. I'll try to have one or two podcasts a month, one or two musing files a month, and overall just to check in with people more often. I also want a complete series. There's a vampire fantasy series that needs two more entries before it's complete, and a whole bunch of unfinished Corruption of Champions stuff. I've been working on erotic games, storytelling pieces, things like that that'll incorporate voice and story and text and hopefully give people an interesting glimpse into what I write and the worlds we've made here. The Patreon is doing incredibly well. I'll keep doing this as long as people keep listening and people keep wanting to compensate me for it. That'll enable me to put out more and more of this. There are also polls now. If you go to the Patreon, patreon.com/esuccubus, you'll find I'm having monthly polls. The one for this month's content just finished, and it looks like a Corruption of Champions series is what people want me to finish. I'm going to be removing that option from the poll for the next few months. This will allow people to vote for other things and spread the love around. Eventually, I might put taking some time off on there, but I really don't need that much time off right now. I'm rattling out these podcasts and keeping work flowing. So, without further ado, I'm going to answer some listener questions, talk about specific files that you'll see in the next 30 days, mention the future of the site content, and you'll find a bunch of links under this podcast's description on the site, as well as on Patreon, Twitter, Tumblr. Those links can take you to explore other stuff that's coming out. In particular, you might want to like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And the reason for that is there's going to be exclusive content there, as well as possibly early previews or extended samples of my work, longer than the samples you'll find on the site, to help you make the decision of if you want to pledge to get access to something that's been held back or made available to others. So, listening now, I'll add one last thing. The Moonlit Hypnosis Project is a collaborative effort between myself and Aurelia Alder. You can find Aurelia's work at Miss Alder, MS Alder, Alder, .com. She's working with me, playing the character of Silver Spruce, a fox woman working at Athene Magical College. The entire Moonlit site is an interconnected set of stories, vignettes, and fantasies set in a world where mythological creatures and anthropomorphic animals mingle with humans. The entire thing has an overall mystical air, and it falls as one drop at the end of the month. I mention it because this month's drop went off pretty well, and we're slowly building up over there. I'll put links to Moonlit under this entry as well, but they're already on the site elsewhere. I've also been cross-posting files after they release over there, making them available here. But it's much easier to get them at the Moonlit Hypnosis Patreon rather than here, because you'll get them earlier, and you'll get them at a lesser pledge level. It takes two reward credits to redeem here. In any event, if you have any questions, remember, mail@esuccubus.com or patreon@esuccubus.com. Now, I'm going to get those reader questions put together, and I'm also going to check how much stress relief money went into the Patreon this month, and I think I'll spend a little time rolling through my forthcoming releases to read all of you a sample. Thank you. One sec. So I have a few questions here. And basically, I've taken any that were a little too personal and set them aside. I won't really be going into too much detail. And I've gotten some questions that may have been lost on my big list when I changed my offices here. But I've got at least a few. If your question is missed and you want to send it over to me again, go ahead. Any questions can always be posed at mail@esuccubus.com. Use the tagline podcast. I'll remember it and start keeping the list in physical format this time. I had some file loss on my computer, unfortunately. No recordings were lost, but a lot of little clerical and data things, unfortunately. Question 1. Is there any potential harm that could come out of listening to these files? Not really. I mean, naturally, if you listen to something you don't like, you could get squicked out by it and not enjoy my voice, or you might find a negative association. And if you're someone who's very literal-minded or very into trance stuff, you could end up trying something and not liking it. But I mean, my stuff's fairly collaborative. We're kind of all working together on this stuff. So even if you follow my instructions or listen to some fantasy and have a very vivid dream or vivid meditative experience, you're all right. Second question is, any tips for anal masturbation? Well, let's see. Make sure you lubricate the area well. Lube is your friend. The ass doesn't naturally lubricate, so reapply routinely, regularly. Lube. Lay out towels. Make sure you use the washroom beforehand, all the basic stuff. Those with penises, point your fingers toward the front of your body and gently try to seek prostate stimulation. If it's vaginal stimulation, then a vibrating toy, as long as it's gentle, can be used back there. Put condoms on your toys, and in addition to that, never use a toy in the rear that you're going to use anywhere else or on anyone else. Anal toys are not for sharing. Clean them well, boiling water, find something that's easy to clean. Metal toys are awesome because of the feeling of weight. You can definitely get a lot of mileage out of a little bit of lube. Remember to make sure you're not allergic to lube in question, use the right kind of lube for anal. Your sex store staff can probably help you. As to toys I recommend, well, one sec, I'm gonna Google the name of a few of them because I can't remember who makes them. Okay, I'm back. Enjoy, just NJOY, makes this line of metal butt plugs and heavy toys for vaginal use, and they're just amazing. It's the first thing I would recommend. Other than that, just experiment and see what you like. Some anal toys, butt plugs, start with small ones for easy wear. Don't wear them long term, just for the duration of some masturbation or a scene. The ones with balls inside that like move when the toy rolls. A small note about where the pleasurable sensation is coming from. The strange reward sensors in your butt area are basically all around the entrance and 1 to 2 inches in. Some people purport that a feeling of fullness is great, but unless you're in a porno or trying to really impress somebody, you only need something like an inch or two long, maybe curved toward the front of the body, then you might need 3 inches to hit the prostate or indirectly stimulate the anterior wall or the posterior wall of the vagina, depending on if something's in there. Like if you fill your pussy at the same time you tease inside your ass, then the toy that's in your pussy can strike strangely or pick up the vibrations from the anal stim. That's about the only information I have for masturbation other than take it slow, lube, anal toys aren't for sharing, use condoms anyway, check out Enjoy's line of metal toys. Okay, let's see. The next question on here is, a while ago I mentioned that I was going to be doing Yzma, who is the shark girl, tiger shark girl, on the shore of the lake in Corruption of Champions. I haven't done her content yet because I kind of got sidelined and I want to do her the same time I do the other lake encounters, like the Goo Girl orgy and the Goo Girl helping out file I came up with. So probably in the next few months, but I'm doing Helia now, who has a somewhat similar personality and scene transition to Yzma. Basically, you're going to find that Helia's, I always pronounce her name wrong, but I'll get it right in the files. Helia's whole salamander thing culminates in a follower path where she comes back to your camp, and there's a whole lover thing, and there's a bunch of different content there. So that'll probably keep me focused for a little bit, although I'm only going to do 3 files to start. Yzma, next few months. I will do all the Corruption of Champions and Trials and Tainted Space stuff eventually. Phinoxo was kind enough to give me permission, I might as well do them. I am kind of writing my own stuff, so you'll see a lot of unique encounters there. The entire catboy on the farm thing, for example, needs fleshing out, so it's just so many different priorities I need to twig to. Yzma, next few months. Helia, probably this month. You'll see stuff flowing from me relatively soon. It's all the questions I was able to find for now. I've probably missed a bunch when I lost that file. So if you have questions you want me to answer in the next podcast, email them to mail@esuccubus.com with the subject line podcast. So having checked my stress relief backers, I see $338 Canadian is the total for all of them put together. So I'm going to be going to Amazon and probably throwing half of that at buying items off my wish list, and then just kind of post about, hey, I got some nice stuff off my wish list. Thank you to the people who wanted me to do that. I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons with some friends, so I'm probably going to get the 5th edition books instead of using the digital ones I have. And basically that's about it. I'm going to see if I can start throwing like half of it in a vacation fund for just spontaneous getaways. I mean, when my job isn't tied to one place, I could get away now and then, and it'd probably help my writing. Speaking of writing, I'm working on some monster girl erotica, and I'm working on some inverse ravishment, stories where humans go out and ravish mythological creatures, entirely consensually, entirely willingly, but in a shocking turnabout for the mythical beast in question. Medusa frozen in place, the Minotaur hunted in its maze by a human with unerring sense of direction. That kind of thing. I think it'll be fun. So let's see what else is going on. Okay, you can next expect a LaTeX mirror file. Then you can expect the 5th and basically final file in the Devotion series for now. Then I'll be doing a Snow Witch, a kind of mermaid girl file, Helia, more Naga harem girls, Lamia harem girls, goblin girl stuff, some files for couples, self-help and relaxation. Somebody wanted me to do kind of a chastity file. I'm going to do an encasement piece. I'm going to finish out the LaTeX mirror files. There's just a lot of stuff on the slate, but I flow through it relatively consistently. You're also going to find exclusives on YouTube, so remember to drop by there. These podcasts will all be going up there on a playlist over the next few days. I'm going to start putting my musings up there kind of as well, but only parts of them. The actual musings are available to anybody at $5 or above at the Patreon, patreon.com/esuccubus. Let's see, what else can I talk about? Oh, well, I was going to give you samples from something I'm coming up with now. I'm not sure that this will stay, but this is from the YouTube exclusive I'm going to be putting up relatively soon. Take a moment to relax. Let your body be slack, drained of intention or potential to do anything. You walk around through every day with a lot of potential energy resting on your shoulders, balled up, tensed up, waiting to escape, waiting to root itself in some frantic activity leveled against the anxieties that may exist. Let them go. A breath out, slowly. Everything, every person who might be the source of some anxiety hanging on you, some restless moment, some potential energy. That person doesn't want to be that. Nobody wants to be that. We just are to survive. Take the moment where you breathe and make it the only moment. Breathe in, deep as you can. Resonate with the humming buzz in the back of your brain, the way electricity and signals and motive force and energy move through your body. The way you, in this moment, can perhaps perceive the small perfections that make a moment worth pausing in. The stone as you leap across the river, from step to step, where you pause and reflect at all that is rushing around you, before you, past you, behind you. The moment where you reflect and say, this moment is beautiful, and it isn't clear whether I need to go to the other bank or back whence I came. But I can stand here and stare in either direction, or up toward the source of the river, or down toward its root. And standing here, I breathe. I take the moment. I let the moment wash within. And further breathing follows, and the breathing is still slow, but the thoughts are quick. Potential is there, and freed for the moment from the anxious energy that remained within you before, shielded for a moment by the realization that you don't particularly have to do anything right now. You are allowed and allotted time to untense, to let shoulders go loop, limp, loose, letting yourself sway left, right, left, right. Sitting down and taking the moment to wash your feet in the stream. Toss your head back and look up at the stars. Feel how darkness around you can be comforting. The cloak of night, the encapsulation of the moment, the knowledge that out there others are doing the same. Taking a moment. Making a moment. Fading. Dripping. Away. And that's it for the eSuccubus podcast for this week. I hope to hear from everybody, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, take a few minutes. Listen to something now and then. Expand. Build. Grow. Everybody else is trying to deal with stuff too, and honestly, take the time. Talk to you in a few weeks. Later.